Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this Week 12 show underway. I guess first off, happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody had a good one. It's good food, good time with family. One thing we didn't really get was good football. And, yeah, if anything, all Thanksgiving did was reinforce Cowboys are still terrible, and the Packers, despite their record, are terrible. So none of those teams are any good. I do want to apologize to Dallas Cowboys fans. Last week, I was joking that it would be funny if he hurt himself against the Dolphins, because that would have been amusing. Turns out, with it being a week later, and he hurt himself and is now done for the year, it's not funny at all. I apologize for breaking Tony Romo, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't joke about things because things didn't happen. So I will keep any inappropriate jokes about injury, player injury, and or unfortunate things like that to myself, so they won't happen. All right. So there's that. Like I said, Thanksgiving football wasn't very good at all. Did have Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford on the fantasy teams, and that was nice. That was very nice. Did have that. So there's that. Other than that, nothing good. Nothing good at all. And I still can't believe the Packers. I don't know what's wrong with the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is terrible anymore, which really it seems like every good quarterback this year is terrible. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I mean, outside of, I guess, Brady, everybody's been wildly inconsistent for the most part. Brady and Cam. Cam Newton, one of the best quarterbacks in the league now, by default, because everybody else is terrible. All right, you know what? What I do know is we've got some games to discuss. We're going to discuss them. Should hopefully be able to easily get through the rest of this week's slate, since we've already knocked out three games instead of just the regular one. So, that said, get started. First game, Minnesota Vikings travel to Atlanta to take on the Atlanta Falcons. This is probably more of an interesting game where Devontae Freeman playing. Devontae Freeman is not playing, dealing with a concussion. In steps Tevin Coleman in his spot. You've got to figure that the Atlanta Falcons, they've got to kind of turn things around at some point. Things have not gone well at all since their 5-0 start. Which is funny. Everybody was saying that, oh, the Atlanta Falcons are frauds for being 5-0. And it turns out everybody was right. Atlanta is no good. You lose to the Blaine Gabbert-led 49ers and the Matt Hasselbeck-led Indianapolis Colts in essentially back-to-back games, played back-to-back weeks because they had a bye in between. But that's not good. So you start off 5-0. You're now 6-4. And that's pretty terrible. Although my boy Blaine isn't looking too bad. I'm impressed and happy. Because I'd like to see him not be terrible and do well. So there's that. So that's good. Minnesota to Green Bay, a bad football team, which leads me to believe that Minnesota is a bad football team despite them being 7-3. For this, I'm going to pick against probably what I should pick. Pick against what I think is going to happen and go with what should happen, and that is the Atlanta Falcons should beat the Minnesota Vikings. Should. Even with Devontae Freeman out, I have more faith and the Atlanta Falcons getting things done than I do the Minnesota Vikings. Perhaps that's a little bit of against the Minnesota Vikings on my part, which is very possible. But yeah, I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons. You win. So there's that. All right. Let's see here. Next game. St. Louis Cardinals traveling to Cincinnati. Take on the Cincinnati Bengals. St. Louis just can't catch a break. And it's honestly one of the more entertaining entertaining things that happen is anytime a team benches a quarterback due to terrible play or for any other myriad of reasons that a team would bench a quarterback and then their replacement gets hurt or something happens and they have to go back to the guy that they benched. That's the exact thing that's happening this week with St. Louis. Case Keenum, as everybody knows, and got beat over the head with. In any sort of news situation, sports news situation, anything, Case Keenum gets a concussion last week and isn't able to play this week. So back in steps, Nick Foles gets a nice little week off and is back in action, which is always seemingly hilarious to me because it's like you, as a team, you've reached your limit with said player if you're going to the lengths of benching him, only to turn around, essentially be forced to turn around and start him the following week or however many weeks down the line his replacement gets hurt or whatever, which, you know, I guess unless you're skipping directly over to the third-string guy, that's what's going to happen. But for this, Cincinnati hasn't looked great these past couple weeks, losing ugly to Houston, losing last week to Arizona. Again, primetime games, for whatever reason, seem to be the downfall of the Cincinnati Bengals, but you know they probably should have won last week. Well, really, they should beat Houston, too. The team's kind of melting down. I don't think it's all exactly Andy Dalton's fault, but of course he's going to get blamed for it. He's a quarterback. That's what happens. But this week, you know, I don't you've got Nick Foles, again, coming back in, and I don't see, unless Todd Gurley goes crazy again, which Todd Gurley really hasn't done for seemingly, it seems like, 3 or 4 weeks now, then you've got to figure that Cincinnati should have this handily, you would think. I would think. Since I'm going to talk about it, I would think that that Cincinnati would have this handily. So, yeah, there's that. Fun times. All right, so we'll move on from that. And next game, New Orleans Saints traveling to Houston, take on the Houston Texans. T.J. Yates' experiment is over with, thankfully. Brian Hoyer is back cleared and ready to play. That bodes well. Going up against an absolutely terrible Saints defense. And, yeah, Rob Ryan gets replaced, fired as defensive coordinator of the Saints. And now we get to see if everything really is, in fact, Rob Ryan's fault. So that's always fun to see. With this, with Hoyer back, and the Saints defense being absolutely terrible, I am picking the Houston Texans and mainly the Houston Hopkins to win this game. I expect DeAndre Hopkins to go off a bazillion yards and 40 touchdowns. Not really, but I do expect him to go off because Saints defense is terrible. Unless, of course, it is actually all Rex Ryan's or Rob Ryan's fault. Excuse me. Or maybe it was Rex Ryan's fault. Could be that, too. But yeah, I expect Hopkins to go off, even with Hoyer at the helm. And, yeah, should be high. I don't know if I want to say high scoring, but should at the very least be entertaining. As entertaining as the Saints and Texans game could be, I suppose. All right. Razor is called in. We shall put him online.
Hello, Vin.
Football. Hello, sir.
Let me tell you something.
What are you going to tell me?
Jimmy Clausen sucks.
Yes.
That was my major talking point of the day.
Yeah, when got himself cut by the Chicago Bears. Remember when everybody was saying that Clausen was better than Cutler? And it seems like that wasn't too long ago.
I think people were just desperate for attention, and they didn't realize just how bad Jimmy Clausen is.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Jimmy Clausen can lead the offense much better than Cutler can.
Somebody didn't watch him play in Carolina. I mean, I'm sure most people, most Carolina fans have scrubbed that year from their memories.
Yeah.
The only good thing about it was they were in position to tank for Cam Newton.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that worked out really
and
well
all
for them.
Yeah, and all was right in the end. All right. Let's see here. What game did I just do? Oh, yeah, so your thoughts on Saints-Texans.
I think the Texans have forsaken their savior, T.J. Yates, and they're going to suffer for it immensely. So give me the Saints.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. As long as Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins, gets like 3 touchdowns or something, I'll be very happy. Even if the Texans lose, not to care, but just feed Mr. Hopkins.
Hopkins will find a way.
Yeah, I mean, if he's doing work under T.J. Yates, then I got to figure that that having Hoyer back should be all right.
Yeah.
Unless Rob Ryan is the absolute worst defensive coordinator in the history of the NFL and the Saints magically turn things around. Totally possible.
That's entirely possible. Let's not be unreal.
It's possible.
Unreal.
It's possible. Unlikely, though. All right. Let's see here. Next game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel Indianapolis, take on the Matt Hasselbeck-led Colts. As I mentioned on TGP, this has to be the week in which the Matt Hasselbeck-led Colts lose. It has to be. Mainly because I'm getting tired of the Matt Hasselbeck-led Colts winning. Tired of it. Shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be able to string that many winning games together as backup quarterback, and it's annoying. So, I hope Jameis lights him up for 5 touchdowns. The only problem is what will likely happen is Jameis will light them up for 5 touchdowns, but Matt Hasselbeck will throw for 6 touchdowns because that's what happens. That's how things go, and the Indianapolis Colts just won't die, even though they should.
I don't think the Colts got the message. The NFL is no league for old men.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, I don't either. Old Frank Gore.
Old Andre Johnson.
Old Trent Cole. Trent Cole. There is a name I haven't heard. Well, it hasn't been that long since I've heard that name, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've heard that name mentioned in relevance. How's that?
That's kind of... Why are the Colts relevant? Why does the AFC South have to suck so badly that no one can compete with them?
Because that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Jaguars are in the division.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there. I mean, we're not going to win. I mean, everybody can say that, you know, oh, the Jaguars are like a game out. That doesn't matter. I mean, we're not going to do anything.
Yeah, a game out might as well be 10 games out with the way you guys play.
And with the way Indianapolis keeps playing, because they just won't lose. I mean, you can't really gain a game if you know, nobody loses. So there's that. Awful. All right. Speaking of the Jags game, coincidence, that's the next game on the list. San Diego travels to Jacksonville, take on my Jags. We could very easily lose this game. I'm not certain how, unless like Stevie Johnson and Dontrell Inman and maybe Antonio Gates blowed or something. I mean, San Diego has no run game. Melvin Gordon's bad. I guess you got Danny Woodhead to deal with him in passing game, but that's the passing game. Yeah, I mean, we should win. Should. Whether or not we do or not is obviously another story. But because there's certainly been some games this season that we should have won that we ended up losing. But, you know, beat the Titans last week. Get a nice little win streak this week going. Get a 2-game win streak going back to the Titans next week. Could get a 3-game win streak going. That's probably way too hopeful. Should just be happy with one win streak and keep it there. But yeah, I mean, we very well could win this game. Should.
It's entirely possible. So I sincerely doubt that you'll pull it out because the Jaguars are just that kind of team. You never have faith in them.
I'm well aware of that. No faith.
And you couldn't even win when you had emerging superstar Blaine Gabbert at quarterback. What makes you think you can win with second-year garbage quarterback Blake Bortles?
Yeah, garbage.
Garbage.
I do like that Blaine isn't looking terrible. I was afraid that the Seahawks were gonna eat him alive. And that leads me to believe that that Blaine Gabbert has actually changed, because Jaguar Blaine would have tossed like 5 picks and fumbled twice. And instead, 49er Blaine didn't turn the ball over at all against the Seattle defense. Which,
still lost, but, you know, baby steps.
Yeah, but, I mean, they weren't going to win. I mean,
no.
Sean Drone is the starting running back. Garrett Celek is your starting tight end now that Vernon Davis is gone.
Commendable effort.
We'll save that talk for when we get to the game. All right, let's see here. Next game, Buffalo Bills take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs might be without Charcandrick West. The name escapes me of who the backup is that is replacing him. Not Nile Davis, because nobody cares about Nile Davis anymore. Used to care,
like
not anymore.
Something Ware, I think.
Spencer Ware,
maybe.
Spencer Ware. That's exactly what it is. Thank you. Yes. Spencer Ware. Yeah, this one's kind of a toss-up to me. You get the Bills, who play New England tough, but then the Bills aren't any good. They're not. And Kansas City's not really good either. But
Kansas City's been winning games.
Yeah, which is something they should have been doing earlier on in the season, but because they're terrible, they were losing games. Oh, wow,
yeah,
Kansas City's 5-5.
They're 5-5. They've won 4 games in a row.
They've won 4 games in a row. Look at that. Look at that. They're still not any good. They do have a defense, though, and Tyrod Taylor isn't any good. So we'll go with that. So Kansas City Chiefs will win, no matter who they're rolling out there at running back.
Because Alex Smith is just a top-10 quarterback in this league, guys.
Yep.
Not. No, don't believe a word I say about Alex Smith. Except
I'm
for part where he's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up your quarterback rankings here. I'm going to do that. I'm going to see where he's at. Let's see where he's at. Quarterback rankings. Here we go. I'm going to laugh if he is top 10. That'd be amusing.
He's not amusing.
All right, here. Let's see here. He is, he's not anywhere close to the top. He's not even close. Where's he at?
He is,
can't see him.
He is mediocre. 16th
Can't
place.
See. Oh, look at that. 16th place. Look at that.
Right in the fucking
ahead
middle.
Ryan Hoyer. Yeah. That's not bad, though.
Look at where Tyrod Taylor is.
All the way up top. He's not any good. See, that's he's not any good, though.
He's not any good, though. Because he's only thrown like half as many times as everyone else on the top of that list.
Yeah. Yeah. And Derek Carr might not be any good either anymore. So there's another guy in the top five that, oof, that's a little rough. All right.
Yeah.
We'll move on from the Bills and the Chiefs. All right. Yeah, did you give a prediction for that? I don't think you did. Did you? I might have interrupted
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, I basically said that the Bills suck, so yeah, Chiefs are gonna win.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Next game, Miami Dolphins traveling to New York take on the Darrelle Revis-led Jets because Revis has an owie and will miss the game. I really need Miami to lose because Miami being good means that I'm forced to watch them. Not forced to watch them because I would not watch them, but they're taking over the Jags' airtime because they're good and I guess in contention for something or something. So I need them to lose and lose out. The good news is I think it happens this week. Ryan Fitzpatrick has shaved off his beard, and I believe the beard is what was holding him back. So he's going to throw for four touchdowns this week against the Miami Dolphins, and the Jets are going to roll.
Man, that optimism is it's almost crushing for me to tell you that Ryan Fitzpatrick has a losing record with every single team he's played for. So,
yes.
So for in order for him to have a losing record with the Jets, because he's being cut at the end of the season, is for him to lose this week to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much written in stone. Dolphins win. And gets no more Jaguars games until the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Just a few weeks ago, I was really high on the Dolphins, and I was all on the Dan Campbell train. And now that they're kicking my Jags, now that I'm not able to watch them. Because they've taken over their time, the Dolphins need to die.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if the Jaguars could just win games.
Yeah, it's funny. We won last week, and then I don't get to see him this week, which sucks. Oh, well.
Maybe if you weren't playing, you know, the Chargers, the team that's going to L.A.
Yeah, which nobody cares about. Even
exactly. Nobody gives two shits about the Chargers except for SoCal.
Yeah. Poor SoCal. It's going to be interesting to see what team he picks after the Chargers leave. Because I know he's brought that up before.
Yeah. You'll have to choose for one of the other four Los Angeles teams. Going to be the National Football League of Los Angeles soon.
Yeah. Have its own division. The California division, the LA division.
Yeah. Rams, Raiders, Chargers, and Jags.
All four teams share the same stadium.
Yep. Oh, that would be a logistics nightmare. I just hate thinking about that. Oh.
That'd be pretty funny though. All right. Move on from logistic nightmares. And two teams aren't any good. Oakland Raiders traveling to Tennessee to take on the Titans. For a while there, it was looking like the Oakland Raiders might actually be something good and a nice little story in the NFL. And then it turns out that the Oakland Raiders are the Oakland Raiders. And that's hurtful. Can't even do anything against the Detroit Lions, who literally had no corner left on the roster because they IR'd everybody else. Derek Carr did nothing. Amari Cooper did nothing. And the Raiders suck. So this week, Tennessee is going to win because the Raiders suck, and mainly because Tennessee actually has a decent defense, and I'm counting on Derek Carr and company to suck. I don't know what Mariota's going to do. Still don't really have a running game per se. They do have some nice pieces, but not really anybody that would particularly scare you. But even given Tennessee's deficiencies, I am taking them to win this game.
Yeah, I'm just taking the Raiders here because as bad as the Raiders are, the Titans are worse. And, you know, the Raiders have to strive for the mediocrity they so deserve.
Yeah, that did cross my mind. Both these teams aren't any good. But I think Oakland peaked way too early. And it's just all downhill from there.
Yeah, but I suppose even if you peak too early, if you're playing a team that can never peak,
yeah,
you still have the
it's just
edge.
flat. Yeah. Team just stays flat. But I guess they never really peaked, cause I guess their peak was 4-3. I guess that was their peak, and then lost three straight.
Yep.
So
Just like the Rams.
Yeah. But then the Rams weren't any good to begin with either. None of these teams in the NFL are any good. That's
there is two good
realize.
Teams in the league right now. It's New England and it's Carolina. Everyone else sucks.
Maybe Carolina. See, I don't even know how good New England is. I really don't. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow will tell us. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll just cheat, like they always do.
Like they always do. Probably. All right. Next game in our probably no defense game of the week, maybe. New York Giants traveling to Washington to take on the Redskins. And I don't know. There might be defense. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. I got to take Eli in this one. Washington just put Chris Culver on IR. Not certain who their healthy corners are. D'Angelo Hall still healthy, or did he hurt himself? I don't remember. I know I had him IDP league. I had him in the IDP league, and then he hurt himself, and then I cut him. And then
I pulled up their roster. Their starting left cornerback is Bashaud Breeland.
Yeah.
Their starting right cornerback is Will Blackman. And their starting nickel cornerback is Bashaud Breeland.
He's going to be a busy man.
He's going to be a busy man.
A very busy man. Very
they
busy.
Also have two undrafted guys, Quentin Dunbar and DeShazor Everett.
That's a nice name.
That is a nice
name. But, undrafted guys in the secondary, that is not a recipe for success. It's not.
No. But Sean Golston will do fine, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hurtful. That's hurtful. Eli's going to put up, like, 507 touchdowns.
Yeah. And he's going to be all, like...
Washington's not going to like that.
You like that to the Washington secondary, and they'll be like, no, and they'll be crying in the corner.
No.
No,
no. We don't like that. We
don't
like that.
Like that at all.
Poor Redskins. Maybe things will be better after this year. Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No, if they somehow won today, they'd be in first place in their division.
That's crazy. And they're not any good.
No.
Ridiculous. Not any
what
good.
Happens when
don't have a running game. Kirk Cousins
don't have a defense.
Isn't any good, but he does things and stuff. Defense.
Kirk Cousins is basically bad Brett Favre.
And, wait, it was a good Brett Favre? Oh. Stupid Redskins. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Remember when the NFC East was supposed to be good this season? Yeah.
But no. That's never been a thing. They've always been hyped to hell. It's never been a thing. The NFC East has never been a good division. Ever.
Maybe that was just me thinking that. Maybe that was just me. All right, we'll move on. We'll move on from the NFC East. Arizona Cardinals. Take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Game of the week right here.
Yeah. Saw some news reports, apparently leaks, that Colin Kaepernick didn't study his film, and Blaine Gabbert did. And apparently Tyrann Mathieu is also a fan of Blaine Gabbert, saying that he's a much better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. Does that mean anything? No, it doesn't. But it's entertaining to read. So, I would love for San Francisco to pull off the upset here, but there's nothing there to pull off an upset with, even if they wanted to.
It's a victory for them if they lose by less than 20.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's a moral victory, and that's pretty much it. I mean, is Sean Drone going to do anything? Probably not. Garrett Sully going to do anything? Probably not. Anquan Boldin might
open?
Do something. Torrey Smith doesn't exist anymore, I don't think.
No. No, he does not.
No, he doesn't. And I should pull up the roster beforehand because there's a wide receiver that I want to mention, but I can't think of his name. And I pulled up the stupid roster instead of pulling up the depth chart. Quentin Patton, that's who I was looking for.
That's
who's gonna blow up tomorrow. Quentin Patton, Ian Blaine have a nice little rapport going, probably because they were all backups at the same time. It seems like when you're working with the twos, guys you're working with, get a good rapport. So there's that. But yeah, I mean they're not gonna win. The thing you can hope for is for Blaine to continue his solid play. Don't turn the ball over. Continue looking solid and lose by not getting blown out. Keep it close, but I mean you're not gonna win, so.
Yep. No. Easy one for the Cardinals.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Steelers traveling to Seattle, take on the Seahawks. Very interesting game. Seahawks obviously without Marshawn Lynch, but that doesn't matter when they have an undrafted running back in Thomas Rawls, who ran for over 200 yards last week. Pretty crazy. Game is fascinating because obviously Richard Sherman up against Antonio Brown is going to be an interesting matchup. They are getting Jeremy Lane back, the Seahawks that is, giving them a number two. They don't have to rely on Kerry Williams anymore. That should be interesting. So if you can shut down Brown, which probably isn't possible, well, it might be possible, whatever.
It is possible. You just have to take out Ben Roethlisberger first.
Yeah. Yeah, and then take out Mike Vick.
Vick can't even get it to Brown. Vick sucks.
Vick didn't throw to Brown. It was Landry Jones who was able to get to Brown. So, so Brown is there. If Lane can do work against Martavis Bryant, this could be an ugly day for Pittsburgh. Then you got to figure that you're essentially relying on D'Angelo Williams. And I'm not certain that's necessarily something you want to do.
Because he has to be. There has to be, like, almost nothing left in his tank.
You would think, but who knows? I have no idea. I didn't think we'd get what they've gotten out of him, and they certainly have. So, I mean, and again, for fantasy purposes, hopefully Rawls puts up another 200, because that'd be nice. I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
You like that?
I like that.
Yeah. I have no idea who's going to win this game. Grid analysis. Tell me more. But I do know one thing. Russell Wilson's going to keep it close, and it's going to go down to the fourth quarter. And whoever gets the ball last is going to lose. Spoilers.
Russell Wilson drops back to pass.
Picked off by, let me see, who the hell is in the Steelers secondary?
I just blanked. I had a whole scenario in my head, and I can't think of this. Oh, okay. Russell Wilson drops back to pass. Jimmy Graham's wide open, hits him in the hands, deflects off of it, picked off. That's the game.
Yeah, it goes to Ross Cockrell.
There you go.
That is a name.
Yeah. Yeah. Cockrell Spaniel.
Wow, they have Will Allen. Hasn't been in the league since, like, 2000. Fuck.
Will Allen's been in the league for forever.
Yeah. Same Will Allen's forever. Basically, he's, like, played for every single team for at least 1 year.
That is, sounds accurate.
He's always been, like, the 30th best safety, so he always finds a way to start.
Yeah.
Just good enough. Get in there.
Yeah. Don't be, yeah. Because as long as you're not, you know, league worst, then then you'll find a spot.
Exactly.
Don't be league worst. All right, let's see here. All right, Sunday Night Football. Hopefully, it is the game that that everybody anticipated when the season started. Because Patriots-Broncos games are always fun to look forward to, mainly, you know, Brady-Manning games. Obviously, we're not having Manning in this game. We're having Brady versus Brock Osweiler. And honestly, I have no idea what to expect for this game. It's seemingly every single wide receiver for the New England Patriots is hurt, seemingly.
Patriots don't need wide receivers.
Yes. I guess that is the one bright side in this whole thing. Danny Amendola is hurt, leaving you with, I guess, Brandon LaFell and Keyshawn Martin, who is also hurt but might play, as your starting wide receivers. So, I mean, really, the only other weapon there is Gronkowski, which there's that. I'm not certain how much one is afraid of LeGarrette Blount or James White or Brandon Bolden. I don't think really those names instill fear in anybody. So that leads me to believe that this game comes down to what Brock Osweiler can do, unless, of course, the Denver defense forgets to play defense like they did against the Indianapolis Colts, which that shouldn't happen, but it did. So, I mean, I got nothing for this game. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm going to take the Patriots just because it's a win either way. If they win, then I get it right. If they lose, then, hey, they lost, and that is in and of itself.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. I do have a feeling we don't actually stand a chance because never have we been ever able to stop Rob Gronkowski. I think the only times we've ever beaten him when he's been in the lineup is when he's been injured, which happened early in his career, but now he's just not getting hurt. He's found the secret.
TJ Ward will break him going over the middle.
I certainly hope so, because we can't stop him. We could put our whole secondary on him, and he would just catch the ball and run for 80 yards.
All 11 guys, yeah.
We would just, like, okay, guys, let's just, you know, surround Gronkowski in this giant bubble, and then maybe Tom Brady will scramble for 80 yards. It'll take him the entire first quarter to do it, but he'll get there.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, I've got no faith in us. I really wish I could, but we just can't stop Rob Gronkowski. So even if we do play solid defense for most of the game, we're still relying on a young quarterback. You know, Patriots love to pick on young quarterbacks, you know, throw defenses out there, get them mixed up. And it's not like the Patriots have bad corners anymore, because Malcolm Butler decided to be good and Devin McCourty was always good. And it's just, I don't know, I don't see a way out of this. It doesn't matter how injured the Patriots are on offense, we won't be able to do enough to stop them.
Yeah, like I said, I have no idea what to think about this. I mean, you guys should win. You should win. But, again, I'm going to keep harping back to this. You should have also won against the Indianapolis Colts. And you didn't.
And the Chiefs.
So, I got nothing.
Okay, we should have lost the Browns, but that didn't happen. So, you know, I assume this is karmic retribution.
Yeah, I suppose. And now that you've mentioned the Browns, we reach our Monday Night Football game. And I have a sound clip for this. Hopefully it's not too loud. Hopefully it's loud enough. But hopefully it doesn't blip a lot to speakers. Here we go. And that is my analysis of the Monday night Baltimore-Cleveland game.
That was a very well-constructed argument. I have no issues with anything you just said.
What a terrible, terrible game. Yeah, when the biggest story is Johnny Manziel getting benched, which is absolutely hilarious because you had control of the team. You were starting, and you were going to start for the rest of the season. And then you went and lied to the coach because you were out partying and likely drinking. Then you got demoted, not to second string, but to third string. So even if McCown gets hurt, you're still not going into the game because you're dumb. All right, so there's that. Let's see here. Ravens have no starting quarterback. They're rolling out Matt Schaub. Justin Forsett is hurt and dead, arm broken, multiple places.
One of the nastiest injuries I've ever seen.
I luckily did not see it. So they are rolling out their Javorius, a.k.a. Buck Allen, at running back. No idea what to expect from that. I have no idea what to expect from anything. The last time these two teams played, Josh McCown did light up the Ravens for, like, what, 500 yards and a couple touchdowns, something like that. I'm going to take the Browns again, but I got nothing. I have no idea what's going to happen in this game. Nothing. Not a clue.
Ravens quarterbacks are Matt Schaub and Jimmy Clausen. They could not literally have worse quarterbacks. It's,
oh, wow.
Oh,
Jimmy
God.
Clausen got snatched up? Jimmy Clausen got snatched up that fast?
They took Jimmy Clausen. They're like, we need a backup quarterback. Who is available?
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah,
and then they decided they had to have
like no one there. Yeah.
It's like picking the last kid for dodgeball, and you just have no choice, but you have to put him on your dodgeball team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you really don't want to, but he's there. Gotta take him. Gotta take him. Yeah, so it's just like
I guess he's technically thrown touchdowns in his career.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like I hate on this game, and you know what? I'm still going to watch. I might not watch all of it, but I'll probably watch like the second half of it probably. And it'll probably be like 3-0 or maybe 3-3 at that point. I don't know. I just expect terribleness.
I will turn it on. I will watch Isaiah Crowell run for a 1-yard touchdown, and then I will just stop watching.
I've seen all I need to see here.
Yeah, that's the most exciting play we're getting today.
Yeah, maybe Duke Johnson will do something. He's pretty fun. That's pretty fun. All right. Since I started the show at a weird time, it's probably fixing to cut me off here and in like a minute. So I will go ahead and maybe end this now before it cuts me off. So thank you, sir, for calling in. And we shall do this again next week. Hopefully both our teams will win and we will be happy. And good news.
Yes. Good news should be coming for every other team. Although, I do want to say, what the hell is happening to the Packers right now?
They're terrible. That's what's happening.
It makes no sense. How do you lose to the Bears? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Get good.
Yeah. Yep. So that is the show. Once again, thank you for calling in, and we shall do this again next week.
Bye.